Waino's start, everyone was hoping for the best. What did you make of Waino's start?
Yeah, not ideal for him or for us, and was able to talk through it with him, and there's just not a whole lot behind it at the moment. He's pitching through several things, and our hope that it was better today, but it wasn't.
Do you have any idea what might come next for him?
Yeah, he's actually going to travel back home at the moment and get further eval, but that's where we're at.
When you say there's not much behind it, there's some reasons. You're saying
there's physical reasons, and we're going to look at him and have a better sense of what we're dealing with, but he'll be on the IL.
For how long has this been going?
I mean, Waino's been pinching through pain for years.
I guess that's the lie. I mean, we ask him, and he says, I'm okay, I'm ready to go.
He's always going to tell you he's okay.
Okay, so what do we believe then?
What are you asking?
I'm asking, like, he's obviously struggled. Yeah. You say he always pitches through pain. He's had three starts here where he has not been the pitcher that you expect, that he expects.
There's been times he's pitched pretty good with more pain than he's had at the moment. Okay. And it's just part of Waino being Waino and where he's at in his career. But the reality is he feels like getting another look at it is going to be important. That's exactly what we're going to do. But
well, he felt like if he could find the spin on the curveball, he could
yeah,
get something.
And that's
like still rolling out of his hand.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's where it's at. And just not just a curveball, but there's not a finish behind any of his pitches at the moment. He's feeling like he's having trouble kind of following through and finishing. So if that's the case, then we got to take a deeper look.
You confident you'll see him again?
Yeah.
Pitch for the Cardinals again?
Yeah, my hope is yes, and he's determined to do that. Yeah.
Knowing how fond you are of him, how difficult has it been to watch him go through this for you?
Obviously difficult. This is a guy that's meant a lot to this organization in a lot of different ways on the field and off the field, and you want to see him finish well, and I think he will. We're going to take a deeper look at this, and he's determined to finish well. It was similar. I mean, if you really think about Albert in the first half, similar conversations where you're sitting there and you're having some really good heart-to-hearts figuring out what's next, and we know how that ended, and I don't think that was on many people's radar, so my hope is that this ends well.
What do you get the sense from the offense just that felt unplugged for a lot of the game today?
One, we faced a good arm. Two, I mean, there's only so many times you can play from behind and feel good about it. It's just the reality of it. I mean, you try to punch back as much as possible. There's days where you have the ability to do that, and there's days where you don't. That was a good arm. He did a nice job, and we were unable to string together quality at-bats.
You had a few moments there where you could have kind of chipped into it and slipped away.
Yeah.
Well, he played well against the Yankees, but do you worry about the cumulative effect of these losses piling up, what it does to the psyche of your team?
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, that's just reality. You look at our ability to string together games, it's going to come down to pitching. It just will. You can't slug your way out of what we're dealing with at the moment. So, yeah.
Have you made a decision as to who's starting?
I have not, no. I will here shortly.